Alderwoman Malele Coggs was the first to speak at a Tuesday press conference at City Hall. She said she believes everyone in the community feels some pain over Dontre Hamilton's death in Red Arrow Park last April.
But we have an opportunity as legislators and as members of Milwaukee's Common Council to advocate for and create solutions so that other families, for as much as we can, don't have to go through the suffering and pain that the Hamilton family is currently going through.
One proposal the five council members are recommending is to create a community advisory group. Alderman Russell Stamper says it would suggest strategies for police to maintain positive, productive relationships with residents.
For those who claim that there was a breach of trust with the Hamilton family or this community, newsflash, it was never there.
Stamper says the council will also reevaluate the diversity training officers receive and seek a new provider for the training. The third proposal is to begin publicly vetting members of the city's Fire and Police Commission and expand the group from 7 to 9 members. The commission sets policy and procedures for the police department and reviews citizen complaints. Alderman Willie Wade described the group's fourth suggestion to equip every Milwaukee police officer with a body camera to record their interactions.
That is necessary for protection of the community and the citizens, and also protection for our police officers.
The council has allocated $100,000 in the 2015 budget for 50 cameras. Wade says going further and getting a camera for every officer will cost the city close to $1 million. The final proposal Alderman outlined Tuesday is to create a system to monitor individual officers for indicators of violent or aggressive tendencies. Alderman Ashanti Hamilton.
We want to have a way of tracking complaints against police officers that would give early warning flag signals so that we can follow up and give those officers the counseling that they would need in order to address whatever type of issues that may be coming up through the course of their interactions with the public.
The aldermen say the proposals are only the beginning of a reform process, and they're looking forward to working with their colleagues and the public on other ideas. The Milwaukee Police Department issued a written response. It says it welcomes the alderman's interest in the department's efforts to provide the city with police services of the highest ethical and professional standards. The MPD also notes that the, quote, substantive changes city leaders are suggesting have either been implemented or are underway. I'm Erin Toner, 89.7 WUWM.